Redemption is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Political analyst backs Catholic Church's decision to bar politicians from making speeches and giving donations during church service. Chief Mboroma calls for more first beneficiary packs. Five countries elected non-permanent members of UN Security Council. Barbara Banda wants fans to treat four nations as WAFCON send-off. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. Mr. Mubukwanu Kalaluka has officially resigned from several political parties, including the UPND, MMD, FDD, ADD, PF, and UNIP, as he was to contest the Kalabo Central Parliamentary seat as an independent candidate. Mr. Kalaluka's decision is aimed at allowing him to pursue a people-centered campaign focused on the interests and development aspirations of the constituency. In the letter, Mr. Kalaluka stated that he intends to conduct a peaceful campaign free from intimidation, political pressure, and unnecessary conflict. The aspiring lawmaker further indicated that his campaign would prioritize direct engagement with residents of Kalabo Central to better understand their concerns and present his vision for the constituency's development. Citizens First CF Serenges Nkundalila aspiring parliamentary candidate Bangwe Navile Chisenga has expressed gratitude to State House for its swift intervention to ensure the delivery of desks to Kalunga School in Serenge District, Central Province, 2 days after he complained. Bangwe explained that he raised the matter through his former lecturer and current State House Chief Communications Officer, Clayson Hamasaga, who helped channel the appeal directly to relevant authorities. The CF parliamentary candidate stressed that the people of Kundalila constituency are suffering not because resources are unavailable, but because of a lack of leadership.
We must address problems beyond politics, because our children should never have had to wait for this long, more than 5 years, for something as basic as desks. How come the impassable road is now passable? The people of Nkundalila constituency are not suffering due to lack of resources, but due to lack of leadership, and I will continue to advocate for equal service delivery until Nkundalila flourishes.
Meanwhile, Citizens First CF Serenge Central Parliamentary candidate Aubrey Mshawa says that Lumpampa families are struggling after losing the bridge and the basic school. Mshawa explained this means small children and parents are now forced to travel all the way to Serenge Boma just for basic access, which is costly, risky, and unfair. Now, the Lusaka City Council, LCC, has called on secondary boarding schools benefiting from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, secondary boarding school bursary component to promptly communicate any changes affecting learners under the program. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says schools must formally notify the council whenever a beneficiary transfers to another school, fails to report, withdraws from school, or experiences any change that affects their eligibility for the bursary. Ms. Mwamba explained that timely communication is critical in ensuring that bursary resources are directed to the intended vulnerable learners.
The call follows a monitoring and evaluation exercise by a council team in Mandevu constituency that visited selected boarding secondary schools to inspect, verify and audit beneficiaries' attendance and continued eligibility under the program. The exercise are conducted in line with CDF guidelines on regular inspection, monitoring and auditing of CDF-supported initiatives, promotes transparency, accountability and effective use of public resources.
This is Church News.
Now in church news, a political analyst has backed the Catholic Church's decision to bar politicians from making speeches and giving donations during church services, warning that mixing politics with worship could create divisions among congregants. Archbishop of Kasama Archdiocese Ignatius Chama directed all priests in his archdiocese not to allow politicians or aspiring candidates to campaign or make political statements during liturgical celebrations and church events. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Francis Chipili says introducing politics into church risks diluting core Christian principles of love, peace and unity. He notes that when politicians, especially during campaign periods, offer gifts and donations to churches, such gestures can easily be perceived as bribery, adding that any politician acting in good faith should be consistent in supporting a single congregation rather than moving from one church to another. Mr. Chipili further urged politicians not to use the church for political mileage, but instead to seek alternative platforms to communicate their messages.
This is why, to some degree, we have to credit the Catholic Church. You cannot afford to allow politicians to use the altar of God to preach the message of disunity. Disunity in the sense that they are competing against each other. So even if they don't insult each other in church, but they are speaking against their opponents. And so that does not go well with the principle of the church. Christianity, and here I will meet in a Muslim society, introducing grassroots politics in church, dilutes everything that the church stands for and everything that the church speaks.
And that wraps up our church news. In agriculture news, Senior Chief Mboroma of Luano District in Central Province has appealed to the government to increase the number of beneficiaries under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, citing the growing number of farmers and cooperatives in the district. The traditional leader says expanding the program would enable more farmers to access agricultural inputs and improve food production. He was speaking during the Luano District Agriculture and Commercial Show held at Tikatane Primary School under the theme Fostering Trade and Investment. Chief Mboroma noted that the demand for agricultural support has increased significantly over the years. Meanwhile, Agricultural Climate Action Executive Director Oliver Kandela Wulaya has urged government and stakeholders to move away from farmer support systems based on handouts and instead promote sustainable financing mechanisms. He says while FISP remains a well-intended program, there is a need to assess whether it is helping farmers graduate into self-sustaining commercial producers. He stressed that agricultural support should focus on measurable productivity, growth accountability, and systems that can track farmers' progress toward becoming commercially viable.
In my view, I think what we need to talk about is that we need to increase the financing facility where farmers that are not on this program who are benefiting from the financial facility could be able to get more resources and pay back at the end of the day. Because if we are talking of farming being profitable, our farmers should be able at the end of the day to gain resources where they are able to be self commercially viable and self-sustained. This is what we should focus on as a country if we would want to advance this sector.
And that takes us on a break when we do.